It's 11 a.m. and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's time for Something About the Women. Good morning and welcome to Something About the Women. This is Sue. Happy to be here with you on this Saturday morning in February. And we have a great show planned for you today. Very exciting. Around noontime, I'll be talking with Janice Ian, talking about her new album and her upcoming concert in Lynn. And I hope you'll stay tuned for that. I also have, as always, lots of new music and maybe a cover song or two. Who knows? Let's get it started now with new music from Annabelle Trocek. I can never say her name right, so I'm just going to start calling her Annabelle C, but she's fantastic. So here she is on Something About the Women.
La la. Burning violin, dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. Dance me to the end of love. dance me to the end of love. Let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel you moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of dance me on and on. Dance me very tenderly and dance me very long. We're both of us beneath our love. We're both of us above. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end. Dance me to the children who are asking to be born. Dance me through the curtains that our kisses have outworn. Raise a tent of shelter now, now every thread is torn. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of between. You got to spread joy to the maximum and bring gloom down to the minimum and have faith. A pandemonium is liable to walk up on the scene.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
When God gave out rhythm, sure was good to you. You can add, subtract, multiply and divide by two. I know today's your birthday, and I did not buy no rose, but I wrote this song and instead I call it Popsicle Toes. Popsicle Toes. Popsicle toes are always froze. Popsicle toes. You're so brave to expose all those popsicle toes. Must have been Mr. Olympian with all that amplitude. How come you always load your Pentax when I'm in the nude? We ought to have a birthday party, and you can wear your birthday clothes. Then we can hit the floor and go explore. Popsicle toes.
All right, wrapping up our first full set of the morning with some Diana Krall, one of my favorites. We heard Popsicle Toes, and before that, Ella Fitzgerald, a live cut with the Count Basie Orchestra, Sweet Georgia Brown, and new music from the soundtrack to the new movie about Aretha Franklin called Respect. We heard Jennifer Hudson doing Accentuate the Positive, and Jennifer Hudson really doing a fabulous job in that movie. If you haven't seen it, I recommend it, and I think you can get it on demand now, so you don't have to go into a theater or anything. Jennifer Hudson just doing an amazing job portraying Aretha Franklin in just a really fabulous movie. Before that, new music from Miss Tess and Thomas Brian Eaton. They put out an album in 2021 called Parlor Sounds. We heard Little Lola. I'm sending that one out to my friend Ishi, who used to have a sweet little dog named Lola. And we started the set with Annabelle C, whose name I cannot pronounce. And we heard her doing Dance Me to the End of Love. That is a brand new single from her. And we started the show right at 11 a.m. with Stony End by Barbara Streisand, one of my favorites. I heard it on the radio. I think I was listening to a rerun of Casey Kasem's American Top 40 from 1971. And that album came out in the end of 1970. So that was a top 40 hit for Ms. Barbara Streisand. Okay, as I mentioned, I have an interview with Janice Ian coming up right about noontime. And we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to see her at the Lynn Memorial Auditorium on April 23rd. It's a Saturday. So stay tuned for that and to find out how you can win those tickets. And in the meantime, let's hear some brand new music from somebody, from the Whitmore Sisters. They have a brand new album out. I'm really enjoying it. And I'll tell you more about the Whitmore Sisters on the other side.
If you wanna ride roller coasters, you must grow so tall to ride. Anticipation, adrenaline racing, knuckle up, you want it to fly.
Learn to fly. a circle, so don't do something to someone you don't want done to you. Oh no, no.
Until it's gone. My baby, she sure showed me. But every time I find myself all down and out, I realize I am to blame to some degree. Well, I ain't making no mistakes like the last time. I ain't just keeping you around.
These days. you're only fooling yourself. I've seen all the signs, I know them well. In the end, you're just a cautionary
seams, been the unfortunate one. All those superficial things distracting everyone, and try as you may, they won't wash the sad bits away. So just open up your eyes. Are you learning anything? It's not all about what you take. You bring. So come on, we can't keep fooling ourselves. We've seen all the signs and know them well. In the end, we're just a cautionary
wrapping up a set with the Mastersons, Cautionary Tale, from their 2014 release, Good Luck Charm. And the Mastersons are married couple Eleanor Whitmore and Chris Masterson. And they have put out several albums, all really, really good. Eleanor and her sister, Bonnie, recently put out an album as the Whitmore Sisters, and we started the set with that. So let's go backwards. The Mastersons, before that, new music from Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, No Mistakes, from their forthcoming album, Night Roamer. It's coming out soon. And Sarah Shook always doing great, great stuff, so stay tuned for that album. Sierra Ferrell did Silver Dollar. That's from her 2021 release, Long Time Coming. And we heard something from Caitlin Butts, first day with the new tongue, Blood, which is a single. I assume there's an album coming, but it just came out February 11th. And then we started with the Whitmore Sisters. Again, they are Bonnie and Eleanor Whitmore. And Eleanor is half of the Mastersons with her husband. And Bonnie and Eleanor just put out an album, their first album as the Whitmore Sisters, called Ghost Stories. We heard the song Learn to Fly. Just came out, and they decided to do this. I'm going to actually read you a little bit from their website. The album, again, is called Ghost Stories, and this is what they had to say. Ghosts are always with us, waiting for the right moment or reason to reveal themselves. Then a song, a stretch of road, or someone's laughter hits your ear, and suddenly you're back in the moment, feeling the rush of emotions as if time never moved on. For Eleanor and Bonnie Whitmore, two of Roots Music's most accomplished songwriter, instrumentalist, vocalists, the Ghosts chose to appear right as COVID became entrenched, when live music evaporated and people were isolated from each other. So it turns out that they decided to get together during this time to, you know, try to be together during COVID. So Bonnie went out to Eleanor and Chris's house in Los Angeles, and they, you know, they made their own little pod there, and you know, they saw it as an opportunity to issue a practical mandate. This is what they said: if Bonnie This is what Chris said, actually. If Bonnie was coming, it was time for the sisters to make an album. Not just an album, but the album. The musical inevitability that's been simmering since a 22-year-old Eleanor was protecting her curly-headed 15-year-old sister at gigs in local bars. So at the prompting of Chris Masterson, the Whitmore sisters were born as a duet, and their new album is really fantastic. It's called Ghost Stories, and you should check it out. All right, that brings us up to date here. And as I mentioned, right at noontime, we're going to have my interview with Janice Ian. And we're actually going to be giving away a pair of tickets to see Janice Ian at the Lynn Memorial Auditorium on April 23rd. That is a Saturday. And we're going to do it a little differently since our shows are pre-recorded. This is what we're going to do. We're going to encourage you to go to our Facebook page, which is Something About the Women Radio Show on Facebook, and we'll start a thread there for this contest. And all you have to do is tell us your favorite Janice Ian song, and we will pick a winner randomly from those of you who go and tell us your favorite Janice Ian song. Bonus if you post a link to a video of it. How about that? And all the details, including the deadline, will be on that Facebook post, which we will pin to the top of our page so that you'll be able to find it and enter the contest. Again, to see Janice Ian on April 23rd at the Lynn Memorial Auditorium. That is going to be a great show. She's touring behind her brand new album called The Light at the End of the Line. And it's going to be her final studio solo album. Janice Ian has announced that. So stay tuned in about 11 minutes for my interview with her, and we'll open up that contest so that you can win your tickets to see her in Lynn, Massachusetts. Here's some brand new Dolly Parton on Something About the Women.
Put on my jeans, my favorite shirt, pull up my boots and hit the dirt. Finally doing something I've dreamed of for years. Don't know quite what to expect, a little scared, but what the heck. My desire is always greater than my fear. Big dreams and faded jeans fit together like a team. Always busting at the seams. Big dreams and faded jeans. Just my old guitar and me out to find my destiny. Nashville is the place to be. For big dreams and faded jeans. Put out my thumb and wish for luck to hitch a car, a semi-truck. Sooner or later, one will catch me in their beams. Then I'll be on my way at last. Find a future, lose a past. Waiting silent as the passion in me screams. Big dreams and faded jeans fit together like a team. Always busting at the seams. Big dreams and faded jeans. May the stars that fill my guide my path and be my light. And may God provide the means to accomplish my big dreams. My big dreams. Big dreams and faded jeans fit together like a team. Always busting at the seams. Big dreams and faded jeans. Like the song Bobby McGee, I'm just longing to be free.
free. Take me where I wanna be. Big dreams and fake dreams. And there are many just like me with big dreams and fake dreams.
Uncle Dan?
Mom? Dad?
If you store your guns properly, so not just anyone can get to them.
I'll feel safer when I'm playing outside.
Safer when walking home.
Safer when my friends come over. As your neighbor, I'll feel safer.
As a school teacher, I'll feel safer.
We'll all feel safer.
Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Fragile peace and certain war. And I hate the weight of my gun to have to wear it, don't seem fair. I'd rather melt it down into a shiny new plowshare. But the soil ain't fit for tilling and the water ain't fit to drain. Well, I'm trying to be a good soldier, but I've been pushed past the brain. 3 days will be a fit. A fragile peace and certain war. Peace and certain war.
bound for jail. You say that's the price of freedom. Freedom ain't for sale. Charlatans and preachers recruiting day and night. It's just as well as hard to tell who's really on your side. The rich don't have the answers, neither do the poor. They're standing on the precipice of fragile people.
That powerful song was Carol in Wonderland, Fragile Peace and Certain War. It seems fitting right about now. And that is from her 2021 release, Tempting Fate. Before that, a brand new single from Dolly Parton called Big Dreams and Faded Jeans. Love the harmonica on that piece. And the new album, Run Rose Run, should be out soon. So stay tuned for new music from Dolly Parton, which is always a gigantic, gigantic treat. Love me some Dolly. All right. So it is about 1 minute in front of noontime here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is Sue hosting Something About the Women for you here today. And as promised, I have an interview with Janice Ian, who is going to be performing at the Lynn Memorial Auditorium on April 23rd. She's also on tour just about everywhere, so you can go to janiceian.com and see the tour schedule, because maybe you're not listening in Massachusetts. Maybe you're in Iowa or Indiana or another state that begins with I. So check that out. And as I said, we will be having a contest on our Facebook page to win 2 tickets to the show in Lynn, Massachusetts. So check out Something About the Women radio show on Facebook to find out how to enter that contest. All right. So here it is, my interview with Janice Ian here on Something About the Women.